Warp Zone.
The Empire strikes back with multiple laser attacks, Decepticon infiltration, stealing information, tapping communications with Recordicons, target masses, sound wave stereo. I don't believe in a no-win scenario for an epic adventure, no retreat, no surrender. Cleaning up the city with Mayor Mike Hagar, clashing with the Foot Clan in the shadows of the streetlights, spotlights, bright lights. And if you've got a new pet, don't feed him after midnight. Cruising on our bicycles, we never say die. From the attic to the basement, uncovering the secrets with the power bracelet. Ryu and Ken style, kicking it on the pavement. 88 miles per hour, we out of time. Meanwhile, at Warp Zone.
Well, welcome to Meanwhile at Warp Zone. This is Scott speaking, and we have Carrie here once again with us.
Heyo.
And I have another Scott, just to confuse you. We have double Scotts on the show today. Scott, go ahead and say hi to the people.
Hello, people.
I don't know, Scott. I feel like you're kind of like the biggest star that we've had on the show. And I will say, because she told me to say something, my sister, I don't know, it was like, I guess it was like 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe it was probably earlier than that because I feel like she's close. But it was like every other day she would talk to me. She's like, you should check out this band called Zayo. You should check this out. You should check it out. Look, here's the picture of the front man. There he is with the big long dreads. And I'm like, okay.
just for you listening, Scott is the guitar player for Zayo.
I was gonna kind of have you introduce yourself, but there's not really anything to say. I guess you're the guitarist for Zayo. So
yes,
are all very excited about that, and I have heard good things.
Yeah, it's good things are to come.
Okay. To kind of introduce the show, introduce our host, so we can learn some more about us, of course.
In addition to being a guitar player, Scott is also a huge fan of the cartoon and toy line Mask.
Yes, correct. Which very just huge so fan. Happens to be our topic today. I don't know how that worked out, but yes.
Things just come together. The planets just align.
That's it. I was actually just going to say that every the planets align and we, you know, the universe is speaking to us.
None of it's planned. None of it.
I put the staff up and the sun shot through it. It all worked out.
Okay, so I have another introduce yourself to the audience kind of question, and we're going to do them one every podcast, so get used to
it. I didn't actually get notified of this one ahead of time.
I did. I sent it to you.
I completely forgot what it is then.
It's And you know what? I didn't even think about it until now. Now I'm racing my mind trying to think of something. But the question is, what's your favorite movie with a nerd as the main character?
Oh, I remember now. I had one picked yesterday too.
I kind of just got one.
Okay, I got mine back. I remember from yesterday.
Let me just start off by like summarize. This is so many. There's so many, and you know what?
It's a bunch.
And I kind of want to like after we're done with this, and I know it might take longer, but I want to do worst movie with a nerd in it. Like worst.
Okay,
go ahead, Carrie.
You want me to tell you mine?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Mine, I'm going to go ahead and like, some people may not say he's a nerd, but everybody, you know, treats him like a loser. He references being a loser / nerd in high school and all that. The movie I'm going to pick is Career Opportunities.
Jeez.
Just because also who, you know, wouldn't want to, you know, as a kid, I was like, man, that's the greatest thing ever. Yes, I want to be locked in a store with Jennifer Connelly.
Yes. That would be fantastic.
I've never seen it. Is it just?
I'm really sad that you haven't seen it. Unremembered or unseen movie by a lot of people.
And it's John Hughes.
Yes.
So we all should have seen it.
It is a John. I believe he was the writer, not the director. I don't think he actually directed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he did.
I think he mostly was a writer. But yeah, it's John Hughes. It's actually got several other like famous, like Dermot Mulroney's in it. That might be about it of note. Oh yeah, I forgot. There is an uncredited scene with John Candy though.
John
also.
John Candy.
Yeah. What a awesome comedian that died too young. Horrible.
John Candy is like who I look up to, mm-hmm. base my own life off of.
Yeah. Oh, he's fantastic.
Yes. I want to be like an amalgamation of like Uncle Buck and yep. multiple other John Candy characters.
I think you're so far really on your way.
I really feel like it. I mean, I watch, you know, I want to be, you know, the dad from Great Outdoors and Summer Rental.
Yes.
Mission accomplished, Carrie.
Right on. I even have a hat like him from Uncle Buck.
I've never seen you wear that. I'm very bummed out right now.
I will wear it.
You should bring it to the next shoot so we can
I will. Yeah, I'll bring it to Florida wearing this.
Yes, you should.
This huge furry hat.
You'll fit in, dude. I wouldn't even be worried about it.
Right?
The airplanes get cold. They understand.
This is true.
It's chilly.
This is true.
Scott, number two, you should go next because I'm still thinking. Or unless you're not ready.
If you're not ready, see,
I'm not ready, but let me...
I can continue to BS about my own movie.
Let's do this. How about we... because I'm thinking, like, movies are going through my head, but I don't know if they constitute nerds, gotcha. Like,
well,
as
here,
the main lead.
Let me use something to help. Maybe it'll help you
get
an idea. Like, Neo, Matrix, that's a nerd.
Okay.
So, I mean, because, I mean, he was a hacker. I mean, that's nerdy as
true.
It gets. But I'll go while you're thinking of it, because I had,
that
like, a pretty obvious... Like, I'm going to say, like, not Neo, but it was going to be something as obvious. But I thought of one that popped in my head while Carrie was talking. 3 o'clock High.
Oh, my goodness.
Buddy.
That really, really.
My goodness.
I mean, that is, like, the nerd movie.
No, I have to share with you, Scott. Have I told you my Buddy Ravel story?
Yes, but I don't think everybody in the audience has heard it.
So okay, you have a Buddy Ravel story?
I have a Buddy Ravel story. And here's the funniest thing about it. I've watched that movie so many times over the course of my life. The fact that somebody had to point out to me that it's a Buddy Ravel story, it was like my head exploded the day they pointed this out to me. And sure. it was a mutual acquaintance of mine and Scott. Scott number one. We'll go
here. I'm number two, I guess, and you're number
you're number
three.
Two.
Well, I don't know. You said Scott number one. I'm acquaintance with who? Of somebody?
No, it's Mike Davidson is the acquaintance.
Oh,
it's a mutual acquaintance of ours.
He's okay. He's the buddy. He's the one who told you that it was a Buddy Ravel moment.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was
Scott and myself, while we were in school, we worked at GameStop with another gentleman named Mike.
Okay.
And I was telling him the story of when I was, I can't remember if I was a junior or senior for this one, but it was an art class and this guy kept poking me in the chest. Like he was doing that thing where he pokes you really hard in the chest. Like he's like, you know, trying to instigate something. Well, you know, the second or third time he did it, I just grabbed his finger and yanked it and I broke his finger.
Nice. Holy
wow. Yes.
Well, I'm just telling this. I don't even know why I'm telling the story. Like, you know, whatever me and Mike were talking about that night, that was my turn to tell a story. And I tell him that, and he's like, "You're Buddy Ravel." He's like, and I'm like confused. I'm looking at him, for a minute. And then it all like comes, you know how like they show in the movies where it's like a flutter of pictures and stuff like that. Like, it's like this movie flips through my head again real fast. It's like, oh my God, how did I never make this connection?
I am Buddy Ravel. That's me.
That is insane.
And then I was super excited about it.
You should be. Not many people get those kind of experiences. And when he did it, did you throw him against a bunch of books?
No, I don't recall throwing him. I remember after like doing it, him jumping up and down a bunch and me looking around like seeing if anybody's seen me do it.
What happened afterwards?
He came in the next day with like a splint on his finger.
Did he leave right then and there? Right
no,
away.
I don't think it went home or anything.
Jeez, that's brutal, man. That's like, man.
You're like
the funniest part about it is we were in art class and the art teacher realized what occurred and didn't even care. He thought it was hilarious, basically.
Oh gosh, your school is awful. Bunch of podunk teachers. That's awful.
To be fair, he was kind of a troublemaker.
I don't care.
No, man. Note to self, no poking Carrie in the chest.
Only a defensive measure.
You're right. You don't poke people in the chest. What are you doing?
Like, what are you doing? If I would not expect anything less if I came up and poked you in the chest to get hit in the face.
Poking.
Like, if I come up and do that, something's going to happen to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's, yep.
I don't expect to go up to another man and poke him in the chest or poke him anywhere and not expect violence in return.
Yeah, I was
lines
reading
have been crossed.
A book about like violence and how it escalates and stuff like that, and what they call you, Carrie, in that book is I can't remember the name, but it was like imbalance, because you don't have the proper like social, like you don't escalate with the person, you just go to right to finger breaking.
No,
because there's like what they call a monkey dance, where you're like, I'm gonna hit you, no you're not, and then they just keep like doing little things like slowly escalate. But Carrie's like, I'm gonna take this from bottom to top. Forget
Carrie
this break.
A cinder block at that guy.
That's the way to win the fight. That's the way to win.
True.
People aren't ready for a punch. They're not ready for nothing.
No,
they're ready for the monkey dance. That's what they want.
They wanted the monkey dance, and they weren't expecting fight right away.
I'm going to say, hopefully he will be nerdy enough, but Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I think both Bill and Ted were nerds.
The thing about it is, I think they thought they were cool, but I think they were
only
each
nerdy.
Other's friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like nobody liked
friends.
Them.
Nobody likes
them.
They're
kind of almost like Beavis and Butthead. Like, you know, they're not nerds, Beavis and Butthead, but they're like losers. Like nobody.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guess it's not exactly the same thing. I don't know.
No, I think when they were performing in front of the school, everybody's like, these guys. Who are these guys?
Yeah, and then I mean, obviously, if you bring Abraham Lincoln in front of people, they're going to be pretty excited.
Yeah. That's all I got to do.
So, I mean, I don't think they liked them. I think they liked it. Abraham Lincoln and
it was like they were winning over the school, you know, because they were nerds. So mission accomplished. Scott, number two, you did it.
Okay.
But
there's an actual scene where somebody like,
yeah, don't they call them something?
I think it might be geek. They call somebody a geek.
Oh no!
It's like, I think Abraham Lincoln. No, it's either Abraham Lincoln. It's Socrates and Billy the Kid are hitting on girls at the mall, and
that's right. You're right.
Sigmund
You're
Freud right. comes up and says something to them, and they're like, "You are such a geek."
Yep.
And they like walk away, and like, you know, Billy the Kid's all mad about him scaring the girls away.
That's
and
right.
Socrates That's right. just goes, "Geek."
You were totally absolutely correct.
There you go. You did it right this time.
All
right,
good.
Our topic today will be, and just to, you know, give you some ideas of what this show is about, the voice acting leaves a lot to be desired. There's an overabundance of characters. The action,
there is a lot of mass characters.
Yes.
The action moves at a snail's pace.
But, oh man, you're starting with a lot of hate, man. This is a big preface of hating on this.
But the cool vehicles in it turn into even cooler vehicles. What am I talking about? Of course, I'm talking about Mask, because
Dude, the intro, the cartoon, like the song with the cartoon intro is just enough for your 8-year-old boner to pop out again.
I think you should totally try. Does. I think Carrie should, because I have the lyrics right in front of him. I think you should sing a line or two, because
Mass Crusaders working overtime, fighting crime,
secret raiders. I didn't listen to it enough times to know how the measures go, but
the chorus is wonderful with the ma mask.
Yes, that's ma mask.
It really, it's like, it almost kind of harkens to Orgasmo's
song there. Scott said the same thing the other day too. That's awesome.
The man song.
You're a man.
What a great movie.
See, but like I also thought earlier, because I was talking to other Scott earlier, and he was we were both discussing how it reminded us of like a Stan Bush song though too, like the touch from Transformers kind of thing.
You got the touch.
Yeah, it kind of gives you like that whole vibe. It's
it
you know.
Does.
I love that like 80s intro songs to cartoons are so literal. It's like a Randy Newman song. You know what I mean? It's like, these guys are getting masked on, now they're good at drive cars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't screw around.
Here's
man. They just.
The one part I like, Trekker's gonna lead the mission. Spectrum's got his supervision.
Exactly. It's like they just kind of had like a little bio of each of these characters, and then they're just, this guy shoots his gun hard. Other guy rides a motorcycle.
It's like, here, I want you to write a song for this. 15 minutes later, here's your song.
Here's your song.
You're welcome. Pay me money.
Welcome. It's gonna be big.
It's like, I kind of like speaking about like it being a Stan Bush song, it has all the quirks of a Stan Bush song, but it has to get that hype within like 30 seconds. So
yeah,
like,
there's no build to it. There's no build. It's like a kick in the face right off the start.
It's like, here's some. Yeah,
you don't have like a coming chorus or anything. Yeah, you can't just keep the choruses coming.
You can't like build with like you know, more and more instruments as it goes. It's got to be but
then it's over.
And I could listen to the theme song over and over. I sing it through the house, and my wife wants to stab me in the heart.
My wife actually, when I forced her to watch Mask on TV, she looked at me and she said, "You know, Jem's theme song is so much better." And I'm like, you would say that. Jem. I mean, how can I argue? Like, this isn't for you anyway, really.
Yeah. Sad that I know that whole theme song too.
Yeah. What's that, sing that song?
Okay, let me think. It's just like, Jem is a type man. Ooh, Jem. And like, it's just like, it just yells Jem, and then there's like a verse. You know what I mean?
Jem. I like how
it's the truly outrageous part. Jem, truly outrageous, truly, truly, truly outrageous.
That's it.
Oh, Jem. There's not a lot of words to it, Scott.
It takes no coaxing for you to just start bursting
into
the song.
Here, I got to jump to this one now. But the one that takes the cake of all the song intros, She-Ra. How about that She-Ra intro, Scott?
She-Ra,
do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. She-Ra. It just is like yelling She-Ra over.
Was that when they stopped caring, I guess?
What's that?
They must have just stopped caring by that point.
Like, they're just you know what? These motherfuckers are going to buy this shit anyway. And just have them yell She-Ra a bunch of times to some techno music. We're good.
Yeah, who cares?
I got this homeless guy. He's going to write us a song.
Working for a cheese sandwich.
He's so excited. He's going to do a good job.
Look at him.
The best thing
know how
for
that
me.
Computer works. He's trying to rub the sandwich on it.
Oh, he's just doing opium right now. That's all.
Whoever marketed She-Ra's genius. Because how do you get dudes, little boys, to buy dolls?
Well, you know what's funny? I never owned any of the girl figures, but I owned every She-Ra villain.
Really?
I had Hordak and all them, you know. Like,
I didn't
have all of them. I didn't have like I had the main ones that were more crossovered with the He-Man line, like a Leech and all those.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say, you know, it took me, maybe now I'm more of a lady than a man, but you guys were ladies when you were little.
Oh.
Sort of.
You started out so ladylike.
But, you know,
we didn't have those Gilmore Girls.
Our dongers were still growing and whatnot, Scott. There wasn't pumping out that testosterone. Like, what's your excuse now?
I have no excuse. I'm completely cognizant of everything I'm doing.
Did your testes resend?
They did. I have a vagina now. It's just something I have to deal with. I mean, I don't know.
Is that what that seam on your crotch opened up?
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. I mean,
it's not, Scott. It's good.
I mean, really
good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of girls that like vaginas.
That's true.
Okay, so I want to jump to now, like, it doesn't have to be the toy, but what would you pick as your favorite Mask vehicle? And if you have to do, like, one for, you know, Mask and one for Venom, that's fine.
Maybe.
But, like, if there's one that stands out, like, that's the one that, you know, that's the one that does it for me. That's the coolest one of them.
Okay. For me, I would have to say I've always been super partial to the trucks, but on the Mask side of it, the Bulldog truck is just such a fantastic truck. Not only does it kind of look like Optimus Prime.
I was just going to say that's the Optimus style one, right?
Yeah, it looks like, but it, like, you have this gruff, like, German looking driver with a kick ass bear mask.
Is he the bald one with the beard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
I'm trying to remember his name. I'm looking it up for us.
Boris. Boris Bushkin, I believe. So,
the Bulldog is awesome. Like, I've had a couple of those.
Oh,
I've had a couple of those come through the shop, but I've never had the driver. I've never seen the Boris figure in person. He's cool.
He's that one probably, because, like, obviously Rhino's killer, but there's something about Bulldog that
Rhino
always...
is very iconic for me.
Yeah,
if you would have asked childhood Carrie, it would have been all about Rhino. Because
yeah,
is...
I mean,
you know, and here's the thing too, and this is what a lot of people, you know, what I think is weird. It's not like the Rhino is like the logo. It's in the logo, and it's like probably the most iconic vehicle from the series. But it is not like the you know the main good guy's vehicle.
No, which is weird because I remember we were talking about this and when you got Rhino in and you were like, so Alex Sector goes with this.
And right. Like, and I even thought, yeah, I even thought that Matt Tracker went with it with Alex Sector.
Yeah. Like, so
I forgot about Bruce Sato.
Yeah. The first series, I mean, Matt Tracker doesn't even touch Rhino. It's Sector and Sato the whole time.
And but the thing is like it blazed into my brain. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because the logo shows the truck. And yeah. Matt Tracker's helmet.
Yeah.
Or mask. So I don't know. I'm glad I called it a helmet. Like a mom with the toys here. Like, oh, it's your little fella lost his helmet there.
My wife says that to me now, so it's cool.
It's weird because the show's called Mask, I don't want to reference everything in it as a mask for whatever reason.
Well, see,
that sounds dumb. I keep doing that today when I was
talking
about
Here's the thing. Like, they're not masks, dude. They are helmets.
Right, yeah, it's a helmets. Full head thing.
It's a full helmet. Like, the mask, like, if it was, you know, Jason wears a mask. These dudes wear helmets that do, like, anti-gravity.
And I think we need to touch on something real quick just because we haven't addressed it, and I'll jump back to the favorite vehicle thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've never even explained the acronym yet.
Yeah, it's a
and
good
I think
acronym.
That's a I think that's a pretty big stretch for the N. I don't that's understand why they made it a K. You know what I mean? Or I know that
yes.
or why they didn't just use a different word or something.
Yeah,
go ahead and say it, Carrie.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna forget.
I can
mobile.
Say it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the A one I always mess up. Yeah. Hold on, I'm thinking.
You can get it.
Armored.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you did.
Mobile,
you got it.
Armored. Strike Command.
There you go.
Strike.
Awesome.
And like, I don't know, Command with K for me is just awful. I don't know. Looking at it, looks terrible. I mean,
they're just too. They were ahead of their time. I mean, look at Korn, the band, and.
But then I guess also
I can't think of anybody else with a K.
Venom is pretty bad though too. With Venom, the villains being
the
acronym.
I would like to.
Vicious,
can I say this one?
Network of Mayhem.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
so stupid.
All they need after that is No Girls Allowed. It sounds like a child.
No right? Girls Allowed.
Yes. Because just it's the. I mean, it doesn't work as an adult watch.
Right.
No.
But it seems okay for a kid. I don't know. Whatever.
Did you want to go into anything else with your vehicle or anything, Scott? I know I kind of jumped off topic.
Oh, no. I Bulldog is, like I said, I'm partial to the trucks of the line. Bulldog
is
my favorite.
Awesome toy.
Yeah. And then on the Venom side, which is kind of tough, a little tougher for me, but I would probably have to, go with Switchblade.
That's my overall pick for me.
Because like,
it's so cool.
It is, dude. Like the way it the helicopter's fine, but when he gets to the ship, like to the jet version. Oh, I love
that's
it.
The one.
I just, yeah,
Scott, number one. That's the one that I kept telling you I kept playing with. That's the one where like the fin folds up and locks both propellers in place, and then that releases both wings to shoot out, making it a jet, and it is super cool. Like
yeah,
it's
it
like
really is.
2 seconds and it's a jet from a helicopter.
And it was probably the best out of all how all of those vehicles transform.
It was really well represented.
It was.
And it was really fun to play with. Like I still, there's two of them at my shop right now, and I walk over there and pick them up and play with them every time.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. What do you think? What would you say it transforms into?
I say it's a helicopter into a jet.
No, I mean the I'm sorry. I went back to Bulldog.
Oh, Bulldog.
Bulldog.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm looking at it. I don't know what that is.
I would say just like most of their
a lot of times it's just like, oh, I'm
an
armored semi now.
Yeah, yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. If you look at the way the wheels when they flip over, they turn into like tank.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what they say it is.
What they say it is.
It is referenced on the box as a diesel truck / armored half track.
That seems right. That seems about right. Yeah, like a half track, like a World War II, I guess. I don't know.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, like on the boxes, it always says, like, it's this and then. So, like, if you ever want to know, just look up on wherever. Like, a lot of the databases don't have the boxes, so I'll just go on eBay and be like, that thing with the word box, and then I'll just read it off of that.
Awesome. Madness.
Now I know. Now I can have a little more knowledge.
A little more knowledge about
a little more. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
And but I don't have one. I don't have a favorite.
Well, here, let me continue just a hair here, Scott.
Go like, ahead.
I won't speak to the Switchblade much more, like, just because we covered it, but like, I always liked that dude's mask a lot too, for whatever reason.
Oh, Miles Mayhem?
Yeah, I always liked his mask. Like, Miles Mayhem's mask was cool. Like, him overall is a little silly. Like, he's kind of a he's kind of a cheesy villain.
He says
a lot of cheesy stuff.
In one of the episodes I watched, they set a trap for Miles Mayhem, and they popped out and shot lasers at him, and one of them hit his belt, and his pants fell down.
That sounds about right. He kind of feels like, I don't know why, but I always think of Pete whenever he's like, it must be his like body Mickey, shape and like.
From Pete and Pete?
No, I mean like Pete from like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I see
he's
that.
Just like the bumbling idiot villain kind of thing.
The worst, I don't know if you guys ever, if you had a chance to watch the later, like the very end couple episodes. There's like this whole, there's like too many. There were like 89 in every season. It's just craziness. Man. But he had a brother, Max, and it just gets even more. There's so much buffoonery between Max and Miles. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I watched it was from the second season, and he was like, and I guess they were planning to go legit and become race car drivers. And
that's the
they
one.
Had the bus. Yes. Yeah.
And that's he's a, like, don't trust anybody car. Named Mayhem. And he like totally goofs on his brother. Like his brother was all down for it. It was so stupid.
Yeah. It's so, yeah.
So he's silly.
So aside from the Switchblade, which, you know, I agree with Scott, that to me is the coolest vehicle
of all.
Yeah. But like, you know, if I to pick a mask vehicle, then not a Venom side one, I would go with the Rhino just because it is so iconic to me. Mm-hmm. And, and current, you know, like when I was thinking about this, you know, more recently, I thought like, yeah, you know, I understand why they did that, because they were probably just trying to pull any interest they could based on like Optimus Prime being a famous icon. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not the main thing, we're going to throw it on the logo. You know, we're going to showcase it a lot in the show just because Optimus Prime's this semi truck that's super popular. Mm-hmm. And then, like, this one was really cool too. I mean, it's an awesome toy too. It's got all kinds of like compartments that open up, and it fires missiles, and it's got the whole back tailpiece comes off, and, you know, is another whole vehicle. It's a cool toy as well. And it's always, I don't know if there's ever a time they don't include the Rhino in a mission.
It's basically their mobile command center.
Right on.
Right? So it's like always has to be there. And what always made me laugh with that is, so you have like all these really fast killer like Corvettes and like 57 Chevys. What the hell? How's a truck going to keep up with all that stuff? But it does. I don't know.
Because it's also half track.
Like, slow down, guys. I don't want to make Bruce feel bad.
he only goes five.
What?
unless he switches back to his, you know, truck form, but
he doesn't even know how to shift gears. Nah. And,
and how do you, like, I'm thinking about it now. I guess Thunderhawk does turn into a jet, but I'm like, how do they catch Miles? The dude's in a jet.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do with your truck?
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, the good guys, it always seems like they put in these shows the good guys at a disadvantage. Like, they seem like they give the villains a lot more powerful vehicles, or like, you know, more of the bad guys fly than the good guys and stuff like that. And that seems to be pretty universal in a lot of these cartoons. Like, they almost make the good guys an underdog in a way.
Well, it's weird too, because if you watch the cartoon, you find out, like, say every time Mayhem comes up with their little scheme, right? Mm-hmm. So say they're like, I think I saw the one where they were trying to steal gold. Okay. So they're like, they went into India and they take all these different like statues and melt them down through the sewer and all this stuff. Right. So like finally Tracker figures it out, and they like just meet them. They just go to the place where they're taking the gold, and they're like, oh shit, we're caught, let's just give up. Like, I guess we gotta fly away, because you have a jet, you can shoot at them too.
And it's not like you haven't several times.
Like, seriously, Rhino has tires, blow them out, dude.
Right,
you're done. What are you gonna do?
Done.
You could turn into the half track, and then he has a track.
Oh, the half track.
I'm sure they're not thinking that technical about it, though. I can guarantee, just from watching like
Well, if Miles is losing his pants, I don't really know what else.
I don't know. Like, they were shooting all over the place, and it was coming from a car, and I'm like, why aren't they hitting more things?
Why aren't they hitting? Dude, lasers don't ever make contact in these shows.
It's the worst weapon.
It's like Stormtrooper aiming on all these cartoons.
We've got it set to Stormtrooper. I don't know why.
It set to Stormtrooper.
But
I think we're leaving out one of the worst aspects of how the dichotomy between the characters are. With the Sly Rax might be the dumbest human being to ever walk on any cartoon, period.
Now, is it the Piranha?
Yeah, that's Piranha's driver.
Now, you said something about his voice the other day, didn't you, Scott?
Yeah, what were we talking about? How he...
Well, I think both of you did, actually.
I talked about different voice. Oh, was it...
Would you say he's the John Wayne one?
Is he the John Wayne?
Yeah, he does kind of have that a little bit in him.
There was another voice that, like, I was... Oh, Bruce Lee. I know it sounds weird, but I kind of got like a Nicholson vibe off of him a couple times.
Nicholson, like, yeah, because he's like, I don't know what to do. Huh?
Yeah.
You gotta go.
It's almost like a mixture depending on like how he's saying it.
I'm
like,
so glad you said that because I remember that and I meant to write it down and I didn't. But yes, there's a Nicholson.
Nicholson.
There's a John Wayne and there's a Bruce Lee from just from the short few episodes that I've seen.
That's amazing. How awesome would it have been if the dude would have been like, because where it would have fit so perfectly if he asked about where they get the wonderful toys. How perfect would it have been? Oh, man. Where did they get those wonderful vehicles?
Well, then they always... he's in, like, a ton of the episodes.
Too. He's in, like, all of them. He's such an idiot, like, and he's in everything.
They're sending Sly Rax out again.
Did you see the one episode where he was thought to be like he was the god of wind?
No, I don't know. Remember that. Dude.
You got to watch the one where he like basically Switchblade somehow is invisible. I don't know how this happens, but it's invisible and he brings the wind and like Sly Rax is in this mask and he comes out and he's like yelling at these aboriginal people. It's so awful, but it's great.
The storylines that they write these things into back in the 80s are so crazy sometimes.
I'm pretty sure they were mostly drunk, but I like how they're like celebrity impersonations, but they're not funny. Like, right. Just like,
it's meant to like, we want this guy to sound like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah,
it's like, it's gonna be
I'm
badass.
Drunk and I really like Jack Nicholson, so I'm just gonna make his voice. Are you gonna make it funny? No, probably not. I'm just gonna
probably
be real
not.
Serious.
I'm just gonna go straight Nicholson.
Deadpan Nicholson. That's all I do.
What happens if one of the writers does write like this amazing joke? Do they're all like, wait, we're not going to be as good as that.
We're gonna
like, you got to cut that.
I couldn't sell that joke. No. That's what they're saying. Like, there's no way I could make that work.
He is way more ambitious about this than I am planning on.
We're going to make him producer. Because ours died 5 years ago. I like how like in the show, it's like four people doing every single voice in the entire show.
Yeah,
and there, and of course, like I said before, there's like a million characters, and it's like four dudes.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. And of course, one of them, the guy is a Canadian voice actor, and he, I don't know, did you guys notice that it sounded like, I don't know, the first thing I noticed when I first heard this, watch this show was, these guys sound like all the anime movies I've ever seen in my entire life. And it is because Doug Stone, the Canadian voice actor, does like all the English dubs for all animes. So he does like all the voices, and that's why they have that same voice.
And he's Solid Snake, isn't he?
Yeah, he is Psycho Mantis.
Psycho Mantis, that's what it was. I remember you said
my favorite part of one of my favorite games I've ever played was the Psycho Mantis part of Metal Gear Solid.
It's amazing how many of those voice actors are just always the same. Like, they don't change them. Like, that must be the hardest job to get into.
Voice actors get around like herpes. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, their list of, like, things that a voice actor has done. You look at, like, Frank Welker, it's like 10 billion things.
Yeah. I do think when I see a voice actor's IMDb, I think STDs. That's all I think. Because it's just, like, that's how they.
So rampant.
So rampant. Like,
you are just a plague on this earth.
I don't know if you guys ever followed Tara Strong, but she's unreal, dude. And
I'm
she does
sure,
like
I'm not sure what you mean.
She does Powerpuff Girls. She did.
She does Twilight Sparkle, right?
She does Twilight Sparkle. And if you like go on her Vine page or her Instagram page, like it's literally like, hey, I do all these like kid shows, but here are my huge breasts.
Disappointing. And like
it's crazy. Like because my daughter loves My Little Pony, and I'll watch the Vine. I'm like, oh, I can't show her that. Never mind.
Take it easy, lady. Goodness, you're a child actor.
Yeah, your Twilight
Have some
Sparkle.
Decency.
Well, she cosplays too, so she's the voice of Harley Quinn in the animated series.
Really?
And she cosplays Harley Quinn, and it's like insane, dude. You got to look at it.
She just
it's
doesn't
great.
Have a her dad just didn't care.
It seems it's so depressing because she seems like.
Well, she's doing well. She's obviously making lots of money, but she's successful, but she's also a mess.
Yeah. That's well, I'm sure everybody out there, we all
probably
are
like,
too,
he's
sacred.
Not a mess. I love
him. No, you don't say that about Rainbow Dash.
It's not Rainbow Dash. She doesn't, that's Twilight Sparkle, bro.
Oh, I messed it all up. It's even worse. The people are going to be like starting fires.
Oh, man, they're going to roll over your car.
It's like, oh, man, you got to get up for work the next day and get to leave your house, and a brony stabs you on your porch.
Beautiful.
You don't say that about Twilight Sparkle. She makes me who I am.
If I come by your house and do anything weird, it's not because of this.
Mm-hmm. You're killing me for
for terrorism.
It's because you're in one of those rock bands.
I
That's
just
why.
Wanted to have a Carrie skin suit.
Stage attire, man. I gotta get it.
Right?
You got it.
It's just like a hood. Like, it's like a hood of my head over you. Like you just flap it up. It's like a hoodie, but it's like the top of my skull.
I should have dried this off. Now it's all bloody.
Should have tried this. Ah, man.
How come he sweats just as much when he's dead?
This is awful.
I never want to be Carrie.
It's true.
Go ahead, Scott. You were saying something. What were you, something about
that? I don't know if I said anything or if it was my beard pushing against the microphone.
Okay. That's that means you got a good beard.
I haven't had a trim for a while. But I'm not Carrie though. I'm not there yet. He's got a nice one going.
I haven't shaved in a week, and I think I'm already a Carrie because I got that Italianness in me. I win all the beard contests.
Some kind of Italian.
Greasy, wop, crazy person. Oh, that was inappropriate. I shouldn't have said that. But I am one. Can I say that?
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, you're allowed to say
that's
that.
That's our word, Scott.
It's not your word. It's it wop is, not wop us. Come on. Oh, I just took it too far.
So you need to pick a favorite vehicle, Scott.
Yeah.
I don't.
Just throw it out there.
Even if you don't want to pick one for each side, just pick an overall one.
You know what I like? I like the bot, E-Bot. He's
T-Bob.
T-Bob.
T-Bob, yeah.
Is it Bod or Bot?
Bob. Bob is on Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bob.
Well, I like he turns into a little motorized unicycle. Scooter. And I also like the little kid named Scott. Hey,
yeah.
Look at that.
Like, represent. Like,
here's what I don't understand.
Project yourself onto the
I sure did. I sure did.
How do you have obviously the tracker empire is just, there's so much wealth there. Like, you don't have somebody to watch your kid.
Yeah.
The dude
just
runs
running off with T-Bob all the
like,
time.
Like, seriously.
Kidnapped.
Yeah. Like, he just does the craziest shit and nobody cares.
I have a couple of reservation Indians watching him right now.
You know didn't that happen?
Yes, that was the one.
And then at the end when he like seriously does something super fucked, Tracker goes, does nothing. It's like totally cool.
Oh,
like,
Scott.
Yeah, T-Bob, make him a pizza. It's cool.
Make him a pizza.
Make him a pizza.
T-Bob's got that goofy 80s character voice.
Yes,
and I know
does.
It's not the same actor, but when I hear it, it makes me think of... The pilot guy from The Littles.
Nobody watched the effing Littles.
I just blew Scott's mind. He said, "Oh wow, I heard."
Dude, no, I watched the Littles. I remember
what I'm talking about. The guy that like Grandpa was always calling a knucklehead.
Yep.
The one who flew. He's the flyer, right?
Basically.
He like flew the airplane, right?
Yeah, he flew the little model airplane or toy airplane or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
I forget what channel, because that was like one of those cartoons that like wasn't like Saturday
up on
morning
here
ready.
And there. Littles. I have no idea when it's on, but I catch it every once in a while.
Yeah. It was the one channel that you didn't get over broadcast.
It was on a lineup.
Yeah.
It was like
I had like no
cable,
so like I got whatever cartoons magically appeared on like the 8 channels that my. And I think that was at the pinnacle of it. I think we had like 3 to 5 usually.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish you had seen when we were living in Pittsburgh and I was living at home, our like living room TV, Carrie. No, I don't think you ever did see it.
No, I think that you were like, that guy's a little too rough and tumble to be coming to my house.
I think I did think that for a while. I was like,
I know you did.
I know.
I don't know, man. He might shit in the living room.
And I feel so bad that happened. I'm sorry, Carrie. But it was like 7 inches. It was not big, and I like had to sit on the floor in front of it to even see it. I was very, and I don't know why I never complained about it. Not once. I just sat there.
I just want everybody to know that I've actually been in Scott's house now, and I did my business in the toilet.
Was that
actually
there?
I was going to ask that now that I was brought up.
Oh, man.
It's true.
So many. That's
7-inch TV and...
doing business
on the carpet.
I've come a long way.
But what was I gonna, I don't know what the, oh, I thought this was pretty cool. It was the original broadcast of Mask was the first time they used closed captioning for a series, because God forbid the deaf people miss out on the great dialogue.
They're gonna not know what's going on. If you don't hear that dialogue, those plot points will be lost on you.
Oh my.
Oh, thank God, I know. He's signing ferociously.
Tracker
so excited.
Is going to lead that mission. I got that.
At least now I know I can put those on so I can actually follow along better.
What a crazy like coincidence for that to be like, oh, first show to have closed caption. Mask. And you know what makes me so frustrated? Every time I reference Mask, somebody's like, oh, yeah, the Jim Carrey thing.
Yes.
Or, the Cher movie with Rocky Dennis.
Oh, like, man, Rocky Dennis.
I can't watch that movie to this day, dude.
They did a really good job with his makeup.
It's pretty crazy.
When I switched to it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't watch this movie.
It's like a grown-up Garbage Pail Kid.
Well, I don't. Yeah, did you ever see the actual kid that it was patterned after?
No.
Like if I was that kid, I would sue, because he doesn't look nearly as fucked up as Eric Stoltz does. Like they made Eric it looked like a truck ran over his face.
We just put the tire here and spin it a little bit.
Just spin it. Oh God,
terrible. That's pretty messed up. I didn't know it was that bad, because he was I just couldn't watch it because of how disturbing.
Well,
it's a sad movie too.
It's so depressing, dude. But here's the sad thing: it's the Elephant Man. I mean, they basically.
Right. I mean, it's basically, it's a modern version of that.
Yeah, they pulled the plot, and there it is, except they just added like Cher and skimpy clothes riding a bike with Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. I love Sam Elliott.
Oh, dude, he's the quintessential man.
You can't control that mustache. That mustache like hangs to his balls.
Yeah.
And he's had it
that
forever.
Thing curls over his lips and down his throat. That thing is ridiculous.
If I could ever just speak like that guy, I would. I mean, my God,
I demand your attention kind of a voice.
Yeah. And then even like the Ford commercials he does, you're like, holy shit, I gotta buy a Ford. Like if I don't buy a Ford, I'm like 2% man.
You have no testicles if you don't buy a Ford.
Yeah. Don't have them.
Yeah, he's a tall drink of water. That's for sure.
He's a tall drink of water.
He's tall as hell.
Oh, you know, going back to Mask real quick before we forget. Remember the mute guy? The big biker that couldn't talk?
No.
I'm trying to think what the hell his name was. He just had like one of those biker nicknames. It's like Bear or something like that. You know what I mean? And he doesn't talk through the whole movie. Like he just like nods and stuff like that. And then when Rocky graduates, he's like stutters, proud of you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know. I can't remember his name.
I wish I could
even
think of his name. It's something like Bear or something. I know it's not
Pig
that.
Or Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a big kick out of him. Like, he like took him to school and saw on the back of his motorcycle and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. So nobody would screw with him in the school. They're like, "Oh, you got your face, man. People are gonna just pick on you, and it's gonna be terrible."
Gonna come just but we're gonna get you if you do anything.
We're gonna put Miles Mayhem on a motorcycle and take you to school.
That's right.
I like if you type in Rocky. The first thing is Rocky Horror Picture Show. The second thing,
it beats Rocky Balboa.
And the second thing, Rocky Dennis. Third thing, really? Rocky Marciano. And then there's
I'm gonna go with that. That's based on user searching. I'm gonna go with that's Scott.
I do not search.
You're just all Rocky Horror Picture Show over there. All the you're like sitting. You're like sitting in Tim Curry's costume about Rocky Horror Picture Show. I know it.
No, he looks pretty messed up.
He does. Have you never watched it?
No, I'm talking about the real kid. He looks really
does he look?
Up. It's not like a banana. It's more like a because I think Eric Stoltz looks more like a banana. Eric's supposed
yeah, he
to
definitely.
Him.
It was
more like an
it,
apple. It's like outward.
Yeah, it's almost like they look. They watch that old 40s. Silent black and white movie where the moon,
yes,
like he kind of looks like a crescent moon,
yeah,
he's with like all the weird shit, and then that middle fucking nose thing.
Yeah.
Oh, every time I look at it, it drives me nuts. It's I can't
crazy.
Do it.
I can't even. I literally would change at the moment I saw it. Like I accidentally like switched to it. I'm like, what? And it's gone. Can't do this. I can't sit through a movie like that.
The worst part about that movie, too, is, like, I sort of sympathized with him because when I was younger, I still kind of have sinus problems, but if I would lay flat, I couldn't breathe. So I'm, like, watching this movie, and I'm like, oh, I can't watch him. Oh, I have the same problem almost.
That's how I always imagined Carrie would die.
Laying on his just flat.
Uh-oh, Carrie's got it. He got a deviated
septum. Carrie got in the garbage. He ate the chocolate.
There goes his throat.
Oh,
he laid down. That was a bad call. Don't lay down.
He's running out. He ran out into the woods, like you know, like a hurt animal, and died somewhere.
He thinks the coyotes are gonna fix him.
He had some kind of pact with the coyote god. I don't know. It was some kind of weird rambling before he just kind of wandered off into the woods.
Peter Bogdanovich.
What is that?
That's the guy who wrote and I guess directed the movie. I don't know.
So I heard, and did anybody else hear about this? I know I keep mentioning it to you. I seen something on Facebook, you know, a week ago, and I know you know how reliable that is, but I thought that I had saw somebody made mention of doing like a fan movie of Mask.
I never saw them talk about it, but I'm also not looking very much for it, so maybe...
It just popped onto my feed one day, and it had a picture of like.
Well, did you?
It had a cockpit and a person in like a mask kind of thing.
So it was live action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like the, I mean, if it was gonna look of the quality of the picture that was shown, you know, it might be something really cool, even if it is like a B, you know, movie kind of thing.
I was gonna say I did spend an extensive amount of time Googling it, and by extensive I mean that. Probably like 2.5 minutes, which was like hell.
Super angry and blew your computer up.
which I was going to die because I'm like, why can't I find this immediately? This is ridiculous.
But instant gratification from Google anymore that if you actually can't find something, you throw the biggest baby tantrum ever.
It's kind of like even like because I have like Googled things for an extended period of time, which was longer than 5 minutes. And sometimes I think if it's not showing up on the first page of Google, it doesn't exist. I don't know what to say. I think that's true. Like I refuse to believe it, but I'm starting to turn my mind.
I'm still in just total and utter disbelief at the businesses that open up around me that don't ever get a website.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, just even throw up that one page piece of crap that's got your, you know, name and phone number and address on it. Like to not have one period is just madness to me.
I've seen people live... who have no business and have websites. I'm like, why do you have a website? Why do you have a website? It's just you. It says your name on it. I don't know. And it has your Twitter.
Let you know what I got going on.
I think the big thing that would, if anybody would ask me, like, number one, why do you even like this horse shit? Okay. For me, it was like somebody said, let's take Transformers and G.I. Joe and smash them together.
I mean, it's exactly
right?
what it is.
It's it is. That's what it is.
The baby of those two
It's
franchises.
Just a baby. And I mean, I think the weird thing to me too is I've always done this to myself. You know, there are certain 80s cartoons we all love that kind of sort of hold up. But like, as much as I love like Transformers, there's times when I watch it and I go, what are they doing? Really? Like,
I get bored of a lot of like the human plot lines they get put into. That's the hard part for me for watching a lot of the old ones with like the mad scientists and stuff like that. You know,
if you watch if you watch He-Man, to me, honestly, I love He-Man. He-Man's unwatchable. It's unwatchable.
It's one big homoerotic joke.
It's so unwatchable. I can't do it. So, like, I think the redeeming quality of Mask is like, it's so ridiculously like the way the villains are, they're just like funny to me.
I think I've been having an easier time watching it. Like, I did a thing many years ago at the office and I called it TV Tuesday, and I had like people come and I would bring some goofy cartoon of some sort in to watch, you know, on Tuesday at lunchtime. We would all sit and eat our lunch in the conference room, and I brought, you know, we did He-Man a couple different times, and it's like every time they're fighting, it's just like this awkward.
Yes.
It's like this awkward grappling is all I can really call it sometimes. I'm going to bear hug you.
Come here, big guy.
You just get bear. I'm a bear hug.
I'm going to kiss you while I'm here.
I'm like,
just real quick. You won't notice.
And it's so funny because my one friend who's a bigger He-Man fan than me, because I'm there like laughing through like half the episode. And he's like frustrated because I think it's funny when he like is enjoying it for like, you know, him loving it from, you know, his childhood. And I'm just like laughing. And don't get me wrong, He-Man was the first big property for me, like, you know, toy line wise, like that was, you know, the first big cartoon toy series that I got into.
I don't understand how you couldn't, like, because I'm the same. I'm right with, I'll watch it. I love the toys. I own a lot of the toys. I own, you know, but if you can't watch that and not get the humor of Prince Adam grabbing Beast Man from the back, obviously, you know, and like, I don't know what he's trying to do to him. Doesn't look like he's hurting him though.
It doesn't look like he's hurting him.
He likes it. It's okay. They're playing. It's a game.
And he's Beast Man. How are you gonna like bear hug Beast Man?
Right.
You're gonna. He's a beast. Bears are beasts.
Yeah. You're slowly caressing Beast Man. Is what you're doing.
It's so funny too, because like just like with Mask and all these other cartoons, they make the villains so moronic, and it's It's like it's so campy moronic. You know what I mean? It's like. No, I mean, obviously these guys are going to lose. They're super stupid.
And sometimes it's not even like the villain's a bad guy. His henchman, like that he keeps around
every henchman.
He's like,
capable.
Just, and he just asks them to do it and they don't do it because they're tripping over each other's heads. I don't know. But it's like ridiculous. And I'm like, this is just hard to watch. And
this is coming up in your quarterly report.
Yes. we're gonna start a demerit system and... You're fired.
Well, you would think like all those shows are based in the future. Like they don't have some sort of good temp agency.
Yeah, right.
For like
no
goons
henchmen.
And,
no.
Yeah, you were like doing like the work for welfare for the villains that we've been recruiting. This guy was just a recovering drug addict.
He knows one word. That's it. I completely agree with the hard to watch. Like it's amazing. Like who was writing these things, and how many like retarded people came? Did this script have to go through before it got made? Like people had to draw this and spend hours drawing these things, and this is what comes from it. It's surprising, but I after watching like the mask and stuff like that, just like remembering it, it wasn't that bad. It was more hokey. Like they're trying, like they just like, we don't care, we know these things, everybody's awful, but we're not even gonna try and not be awful. They like inserted like the most ridiculous phrases from the most ridiculous people at the most ridiculous times, just because they're like, somebody at one point should say this, and then we got to work it in there. So the little boy's like,
that's going to be his catchphrase. Yeah. I don't care if it's out of context. Like,
he's a scientist, but he's like, suck it, something. I don't know. Like,
it's hard to work in him saying suck it during science times. We'll make it work.
It'll happen. Or like little Scotty saying, guys have testicles and I want to punch him in the face. I don't know. It's just like
he's always whining about being left out.
But it's like, I think before they wrote the script, they're like, this is a cool thing to say. Now put it in there and make a movie.
Well, you know what's funny? I know that I want to say, I can't remember if it was Transformers or G.I. Joe. Which one precedes the other one cartoon wise? 82 for G.I. Joe, right? And I think 84 for Transformers. So I think it's about G.I. Joe. Then I remember reading something to the effect that either the producers or some powers that be at the company wanted them to integrate every toy into every episode of the cartoon, to which the writers were like, yeah, that's not realistic. You know, not only is it not realistic, it's going to make the quality so bad if you can't focus on a couple people at a time here and there, you know, to flush out those characters.
Was this Mask?
They said no, this was G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. Oh, wow. My goodness. That'd be ridiculous.
So, I mean, like, you have to understand that, too, is like the executives treat these things like a giant commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like, one other thing to say. I have two other things to say about it. We can work it in later. But the tagline for the show, illusion is the ultimate weapon. When do they ever use illusion as in a weapon?
I think it's another thing where they're just reaching out for the whole more that meets the eye kind of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point. Good point. That's probably exactly how the business meeting went. Like, so we need this to sound like Transformers. What can we do?
We'll have a transformer. We'll have a semi on the front of it and a tagline very similar.
Could it be that, which is still hilarious in its own right, but the illusion was that this is just a truck, dude. This is not a command center. So
it is more than meets the eye.
Yeah, it's not a command center. Even though Venom sees these transform every damn time, it's just a semi-truck, buddy.
It's just a gas station.
Yeah. It's just a gas station.
Yeah.
Diesel or gas. What do you need? Oh, don't pay no attention to the half track coming out of the bottom of me. Don't worry about it. Look away. But and I like how there's one other thing. Oh, I thought this was kind of cool, and it's not like funny or anything, but the toy line lasted longer than the TV series.
Like, I think the toy line was terrific.
I think it went on like 4 or 5 years after the show was over.
That's crazy.
Which I thought was pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, because I think when they went into that split seconds stuff, there wasn't...
Is that where they had all the clones?
Yeah, was that? I don't remember much of that in the cartoon at all.
Something I have to hurry up and address, because it's been overlooked this whole time, and I think it may be one of the most important things I'll ever say.
Spit it out, Carrie. Come on.
The fact that there's a Billy Idol action figure in this
book. Oh, I can't believe we stopped. We didn't even talk about
that.
Yes. He has the damn grunt. He has the little lip quiver.
Yes, he's got the snarl. Like, they modeled this guy off of Billy Idol.
What's his name?
There's no way that it's not him.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of his name? Lester, isn't it?
Floyd Malloy.
Floyd Malloy. Is there a Lester?
There's a Lester Sludge, yes.
Floyd Malloy.
Floyd Malloy is Billy Idol.
The one is Bruce Lee and the other one's Jack Nicholson.
Wait till you see this. I mean, like, they had to have modeled it off of him.
Were they modeling him like Rebel Yell Billy Idol?
Yeah. Oh, he's got the leather jacket.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's definitely Billy Idol. Look at that. He's beautiful looking.
He's beautiful.
He's got a real dirty smile. He's got that dirty like lip thing.
It's not if I was Billy Idol, I would have considered this my action figure. I would have picked it up and be like, I can just picture like a really inebriated Billy Idol walking through like a Kmart for whatever reason. And he just, it's a fucking action figure of me.
I'm surprised he never sued.
I know. I would sue for...
I would be excited. Like, I would just buy it.
Because it's like a whatever, like when you take person's image.
Yeah. You know what? And there's a whole lot of this with, I don't know if anybody reads comics here or Scott, but Mark Miller, the UK writer, he does a lot of that. Like, Wanted, it was fashioned after Eminem, and he actually he was responsible for Samuel Jackson getting cast in an Avengers because he did a revamp of Nick Fury,
the ultimate
and
Avengers.
He made him look just like he was like, I'm gonna base him off Samuel Jackson, so they made him look like Samuel Jackson, and that's why
that's why he was cast, because he was
and I don't know how they get away with that.
Unless they're just, since it's a comic book or like a cartoon, it can be considered like a parody, maybe, or something.
I don't know what the rights about a likeness is. You know what I mean? It's probably a tough to win kind of scenario. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot easier to say they took my name, they took my image. You know, like if it's like a logo or something like that. But like saying like, oh, look at that thing, they drew it just like me. And it's like, well, there's other people that look like you in the world, kind of thing, you know?
But then there's like Celebrity Deathmatch, where they all have their own names. And
but I mean, that's definitely parody.
Is that okay? I guess it is.
Yes. Well, I mean, think of like SNL would not be able to exist otherwise.
I don't know. Same with like how Robot Chicken would do all theirs. Right. They didn't have to license any of those
all
likenesses.
Parody.
Yeah.
Oh, they even have a picture of... what is his name? Why can't I think of his name? Well, it's not Billy Idol. when I Google Floyd Molloy.
Oh, they even came up with a picture of Billy Idol.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, this is him.
Somebody needs to do Rebel Yell.
With a Floyd Molloy.
And stop, Floyd Molloy, stop action.
Yeah, that would be terrific. And you know what? That's something else to check out sometime. If you guys haven't, because I revisited some of the old 80s commercials for the toy line. They're actually really well done. They have like a live action, you know, section where there's like people dressed up as the people from the show with real vehicles that look like the vehicles from the show. And then they drive to this tunnel and it comes out like with the little kid playing with it.
Oh, dude, I'm going to look those up.
It's really cool.
Like, is that a mask?
Yeah, it's a well done commercial.
Wow. So they spent more money on the commercial than they did the cartoon.
We don't
need writers. Nah. But this commercial, we have to make sure. Let's get Jack Nicholson.
Cool. Get him in.
Something else I wanted to point out that like I always like jokingly think to myself, like, you know, the main base for the good guys is Boulder Hill, which is a gas station when it's not a battle station. And then like I think of like the outlaw truck that has, you know, its own like its venom. Or no, it's snake oil. It says on the side, so it's like a, you know, an oil truck or whatever. And I always jokingly think to myself that it's a two gas, like warring gas station companies, you know, gas companies fighting each other. It's like,
well, here's
Matt Tracker's gas station versus Miles Mayhem's gas station.
There could be like this whole secondary story that they never showed, where like when they're not transformed, like there was a deal between Miles and Tracker, where like, hey, we need a truck to get us our gas.
Yeah, right. Like, we don't know that you're this guy.
Yeah, we don't know that you're outlaw. Maybe you're just the truck that gives us our gas.
Yeah. It's every time he's so hopeful. He's like, oh, that's it. That's the truck with gas. Oh no, it's transforming.
Every time this other car shows up, all of a sudden it transforms into this, there's something, you know, the other vehicle shows up and we fight.
I thought we had a deal.
10 minutes later.
I like his motorcycle, Floyd Molloy's motorcycle. It's
them.
Yeah. It's like a 40-year-old overweight man's motorcycle.
It's just him with like one of those obese twins that they have in that picture, the two fat guys riding on him.
And I like, it's like, you know, where they have to put like so much stuff in the back of the motorcycle, and that's basically what it's
Scott,
it's a glorified
if it was
scooter.
A bare bones bike, what would it transform into? It's got to have compartments to transform.
It's gotta
you got to store the wings, yeah, my
friend. And the turbojets, too.
The turbojets don't just store themselves.
It is
not playing Transformers rules here.
Yeah. Okay.
That is a good point, though. That's a really good point. Why would a dude that looks like Billy Idol, that's kind of probably younger,
he's driving like a motorcycle,
riding a Harley,
like,
Davidson touring cycle.
Yeah,
that's like what do they call those bikers? The weekender guys. Yeah.
Weekend warriors.
I retired 5 years ago. Now I got myself a bike.
I was on pre-order for this Harley for 6 years.
Everybody said I was stupid, but I guess I'm stupid. I like his mask, though. It's kind of cool. It's probably one of the cooler masks.
There's a he's got to have his hair stick out the top, make it, you know.
Yeah, more fancy, more rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
I like how Maximus, his or is it Miles? Which one's a real bad guy?
Miles is, I would say Miles is the leader.
He kind of looks like Cobra Commander with his little mask.
I think that's what makes it. They really did kind of pull a lot of influences in. Yeah. That's definitely a Cobra Commander vibe there.
But but they're the same like production company, right? Deek, whatever it is, D-I-C.
Deek. Is that who released it?
Yes.
You were correct. Yeah, I think it's all the same. Yeah.
They're like, we're gonna fight against each other.
So on Wikipedia, it says inventor Kenner Company Hasbro. Does Hasbro own the rights to mask now or something? Did they ever produce that mask? I always thought it was Kenner.
It was all Kenner, the whole toy line, but maybe
Hasbro bought Kenner, didn't they?
Yep. It just moved over to him.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, oh, so they do actually own that property then, and they could pump some of that out.
Oh, so that would be Kenner fantastic.
Hasbro owns, because they bought Kenner, so I'm guessing they would then own the rights.
Yeah, and I like how they're like, you know what, let's not do a mask movie. Let's do a battleship movie. That won't be retarded anyway.
Is that a good idea?
We'll make it so it's like a battleship game and they have to play and it's like a real people battleship game. It's not going to look stupid. It's not, I swear. Oh, it's stupid.
Now, I've never watched this movie. Did they actually make any references to the game in the movie?
I didn't watch it.
I'm hoping they're like, B-12, there's somebody's in B-12.
I did read that they do like, there is like a battleship setup. Where somehow things become like battleship and they have to do like the B-12, and it's all very unfortunate and I'm never going to watch it. But...
So sad. Why does somebody tell Liam Neeson to just stop doing this stuff? Like, seriously, Taken 4? Are you really going to have another Taken?
You're going to pay me. I'll show up.
His wife's already dead, right? His wife's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, shoot, in a skiing accident.
I got nothing else to do. I'm just sitting at home watching TV. Did they ever show a villain lair?
Like, you know,
the equivalent of a Boulder Hill?
Not that I know of.
That's disappointing. Like the villain's lair is always like the cool one too.
Yeah. And they never did one. Maybe that's why.
You know, I think we've run this dry because Google says so. You know, if you type in mask,
share that tidbit of information with everybody. Like, we, you know how we usually do some, you know, goofy facts about something. We couldn't even find a database of facts about mask other than like Wikipedia, where you're not really going to get that goofy list of things. Like, IMDb does not even have trivia about mask.
It's the redhead stepchild. Like,
it just is amazing to me that, you know, somebody that, you know, doesn't, you know, there's always somebody that loves a property so much that they're the one that has to make sure it's represented out there somehow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, mask is sitting there with no love. Like, why has there not been somebody to fill out that trivia? You know what I mean? It's not that low on the totem pole. I've seen some bad stuff on IMDb that's got trivia. It'll have like three pieces of trivia about it, but it's got trivia.
Yeah. What?
There's not one piece of trivia about it.
Something that's like locally distributed in Pittsburgh, and it's got like 15 things because the director's writing it himself. But still, like, it's ridiculous. And I mean, it had 2 seasons, guys. It's pretty popular. I mean, people
had
watched it.
It had 4 series of toys too.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 75 back episodes. One.
And I mean, people remember it. People still love it. People still collect it.
Nobody has anything to say about it though.
Apparently not. It must be the Maybe it's just because it's going to play second banana to G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe and Transformers, yeah.
It's probably people that like one heavily, then their spillover, you know, and is in the Mask a little bit. Like, I love G.I. Joe, and sometimes I check out Mask.
It's like the...
love Transformers, sometimes I check out Mask.
It's a footnote, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate, because it's cool.
It is.
The toys are main. I think that's like the real big draw is how cool the
toys are. Really
are.
Fun. Yeah.
It's a cool. Completely valid, you know, toy property and show. It's not like it was any worse than any of the other crazy shows that we love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would put it above a lot of ones that I think get a little more attention even.
Yeah.
Like, there's other, like, lesser properties, in my opinion, that do get more attention. So, for whatever reason, it remains kind of like the overlooked property still.
And as you can tell, me and Carrie agree on this, so there's going to be no facts and no beard versus beard this episode.
This is a real happy, touchy-feely
which
time.
Which is so disappointing, because we have three beards now, and it could have been, like, beard on beard.
We, like,
and
yes.
It would have been, like...
take up weapons and have a fight.
We could have made an alliance, you know. We could have, you know.
Oh man, I didn't even think about that.
It would have been great. And you know, of course
I could just make an alliance with both of you and just win. Just
hooray.
Like, you two just stab each other. I am the victor. They both fell for it. I was like, I'll come in and help right at the end. And then you both just kill each other.
And, you know, and to drive your point for, home further about it being a valid show and toy line, it's named 90... by IGN, it was named 99th Best Animated Series.
That's impressive.
Way more than 100 animated series is made in the
80s. Oh, God.
And
so many.
Yeah. It beat out a whole bunch. Suck it, everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad that it's down to 99.
I know.
Yeah, I would have thought 73.
Is it all time or is it 80s?
It's IGN. Who cares?
I got you.
We have a website.
But who else is going to rate this stuff?
Anybody. This is not anybody. They don't get the viewer count that IGN gets. So.
Well, I think we have said all that we have to say about Mask. I mean, I wish there was more, media forms of media that it was in and or, you know... people would pick up and do something with it for a future property. It was really nice having Scott on. Thanks for being our first celebrity guest as the guitarist.
Really
from Zayo.
My pleasure.
And as always, I mean, you can check us out on warpzoneonline.com. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook. Scott will have this up on iTunes and YouTube shortly, and get a hold of us, let us know what you want us to talk about, otherwise I'm gonna just keep deciding.
Yeah, and it's gonna be it's only downhill from Mask. Unfortunate.
If you guys have already gotten a Mask, it's probably the problem.
We've already done a My Little Ponies too, so
I'm not going, it's not like a countdown, I'm just randomly picking.
It is a countdown. Anything
I will be honest
Mask?
Though we have done G.I. Joe and Transformers already.
Yes. So it is.
Cool.
So I guess it is, second banana.
Well, it was nice talking to you guys. Goodbye to all the audience out there. You guys know
how to. Bye, everybody. And then you cue the music. Mask Crusaders. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. The credits one starts differently. It goes, Secret Warriors. Is that what it is?
The Empire strikes back with multiple laser attacks, Decepticon infiltration, stealing information, tapping communication with recorded cons, target masses, sound wave stereo. I don't believe in a no-win scenario for an epic adventure, no retreat, no surrender. Cleaning up the city with Mayor Mike Hagar, clashing with the Foot Clan in the shadows of the streetlights, spotlights, bright lights. And if you've got a new pet, don't feed him after midnight. Cruising on our bicycles, we never say die. From the attic to the basement, uncovering the secrets with the power bracelet. Ryu and Ken style, kicking it on the pavement. 88 miles per hour, we out of time. Meanwhile, at Warp Zone.